Jack Abramoff admits to taking money from Jack Abramoff. 7 June 2006, this is Dennis Zim for On News. Washington, D.C., Jack Abramoff, 6 months after pleading guilty to corruption, embezzlement, and bribery charges, admitted today in a press conference that he did indeed take money from Jack Abramoff. Quote, "I figured I really ought to come clean," unquote, Abramoff said. Quote, "My conscience has been killing me these past few months. I think it's best to admit absolutely everything I've done wrong, except for that hooker I've killed," unquote. Based on the sheer mass of items bought with Abramoff's money, Abramoff appears to be one of Abramoff's biggest clients. In one instance, Abramoff was authorized to make a direct withdrawal from Abramoff's account using the cash to purchase a video iPod. Apparently in return, Abramoff wrote a $2,000 check and made a donation to the Republican Party in Abramoff's name. In another instance, Abramoff allowed Abramoff to use his personal credit card, which Abramoff bought a car and Abramoff's wife's a necklace valued at $5,000. All of this information is available at Jack Abramoff's personal financial records, made public today. The infamous political lobbyist is already embroiled in scandal and is yet to begin a 5-year, 10-month prison term. He is currently free to testify in a series of Say No to Bribery public service announcements aimed at at-risk privately educated kids. It remains to be unseen, or rather it remains to be seen, how this news will affect him legally and professionally. Quote, "This sort of thing throws out everything previously thought about Jack Abramoff," unquote, political analyst Jim Smith said. Quote, "What he did before was bad enough, but giving somebody a chaise lounge and an $8,000 ottoman, that's just sick," unquote. Quote, "Professionally, I think this could do wonders for his career," unquote, entertainment columnist Glitter Whitley said. Quote, "I mean, look at Tookie Williams. He was an aspiring writer, but going nowhere, until he knocked over a 7-Eleven and popped several caps into some bloods. His writing career flourished, and he made a bucket load off his anti-gang series. Not to mention the Nobel nomination. I can certainly see old Jack getting a movie deal out of this," unquote. It remains to be seen how this news will affect Washington as well as the upcoming midterm elections. This has been Dennis Zim with On News. Thank you for listening.